This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More than $550 million were bet on sports in Colorado during November. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
November bets were up nearly 5% from October 2022. Basketball was the most bet on, followed by football. The amount of money bet on sports in Colorado has skyrocketed. Compared to November 2021, wagers were up $75 million. That also means more tax revenue for the state. It collected nearly $2.5 million in November alone. That money supports counseling services and state water projects. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A 27-year-old Indigenous man has gone missing in Denver. CPR's Matt Bloom reports his case marks the first use of a new statewide alert system for the community.
Juan Believe Vigil was last seen December 29th, leaving a house in West Denver. According to an alert from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, he was wearing blue jeans and a black jacket with white stripes. CBI and community advocates launched the new alert program last month to bring more awareness to cases like his in the Indigenous community, which sees disproportionately high rates of violence. Future alerts will be distributed through local news stations, social media, and cell phone texts. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
CBI has set up a tip line for the missing 27-year-old through the Denver Police Department. Colorado's State Health Department plans to shut down all of its remaining COVID-19 testing sites. Stick around to learn more about that this afternoon. Starting in a few minutes, it's All Things Considered. It is 4:06.